Wine is bottled poetry. Robert Louis Stevenson. You're listening to Tasting Room Radio with Terry David Mulligan.
I've come back to a restaurant that's been in this spot at the foot of 25th in West Vancouver for years. It used to be called Pepe's. And believe it or not, given this great location, it wasn't very good. It is now. It's really good. It's called Beach House. And I have John Skinner, who's so I'm in his neighborhood. He lives close by. His security people wouldn't let me anywhere near the house. So we've met at Beach House. Your son works here, right?
He does. He's attending bar right now.
Paint Painted Rock for us exactly where it is and when people see it.
Painted Rock is our vineyards are on Skaha Lake in the city of Penticton on the east side of the lake. The Painted Rocks in themselves are pictographs, 400-year-old pictographs that are on the back of our property.
What did you know about wine before you got into the business? And what did you want to make? Were you zeroing in on doing Bordeaux blend?
You know, that came more from consultants when I looked at the opportunity. I knew a fair amount about wine. I have a friend who has quite a prominent winery down in Napa. I watched him build and produce very high-quality wines. What I really aspired to do was I watched the BC wine industry improve dramatically after the BC government had implemented the vinifera program. And I thought, if really good wines start to come out of this region, it'll be a good opportunity for me to transition out of the brokerage business and into a different line of something. I wanted to be instrumental in the improving the quality and participating in a new and vital industry.
How many of the skills that you used in the brokerage business could be used and transferred over to the winemaking business?
I became good at taking advice and putting together a very skilled team and trusting them, and that's exactly what I do in the wine business. I have a consultant who comes from Bordeaux, Alain Sutra. He's brilliant. We have a team that is learning from him. We're building our team from within, but it really is about trusting and being able to step back and think that you're on message.
John Skinner is meeting me here at Beach House in West Vancouver, and I will give you this. You know how the Wine Diva has been doing budget bottles under $17? We will always talk about budget bottles. We will always try to find an entry level for a winery, but occasionally, once in a while, because they deserve to be highlighted, there are wines, especially in British Columbia, that are big buck wines, but they're big buck wines for a reason, because somebody spent a lot of time and effort to make a world-class wine. And I guess, John, really, you make no apologies for the wines that you make, because they fill the bill.
None whatsoever. You know, every industry has its spectrum, and we just aimed very, very highly.
He's John Skinner at Painted Rock. I'm Terry David Mulligan. This is Tasting Room Radio. Are you making your wines for Vancouver or for the world?
Our competition is a world audience, and we're now in China, we're in Tokyo. I don't compete with our neighbors. We put our wines into competition simply because I want to make sure we're on target, and that's the only measure that I have. But really, when I look at competition, I spend a lot of time exploring different regions. I was in Priorat in Spain a little while ago. I was down in Napa. I go to these places. Every region has its absolute premium player, and that's really who we aspire to be. It's something that really will complement our province. I don't care if it's Painted Rock or if it's somebody else. We need to make superior wines in an international context.
He's John Skinner. He lives in West Vancouver. Thus, we are meeting at Beach House, this wonderful restaurant at the foot of 25th Dundurov in Vancouver. And we're talking about his winery, Painted Rock. What was the first big success for you?
That first vintage, that really, really said that we're on track. Now, in our third vintage, we were just named the number one winery in British Columbia at the Wine Access Canadian Wine Awards. That says we're on track. Our 2008 Syrah was named the Van Mag Best Big Red, and our Red Icon is our blend. That's our premium wine. At the Canadian Wine Access Canadian Wine Awards, that was the number one blend in the nation.
His name is John Skinner, and we're at Beach House in West Vancouver on a Saturday. We're talking about Painted Rock, this wonderful label that he's created.
In terms of where Painted Rock is, we're all about making the best wine possible. We're hoping to open our new tasting room this year, and it's very on brand. It's going to be quite lovely.
And when do we see the Chardonnay?
Chardonnay will be released, we're hoping, right at about the same time that the tasting room opened, which will be the beginning of June.
And you're coming to Playhouse?
Absolutely.
What are you going to pour?
We're pouring the 09s that we've just released. So we're going to pour I think we're going to pour some of the 10 Chard, because we agreed to keep some aside for it. So we're pouring the 2010 Chardonnay, 09 Merlot, Syrah, and the Red Icon.
you're from here. You know this market. Now you know the Okanagan as well. Vancouver's importance to the wine business.
Absolutely. It's our target market. I like to say I'm making wine for our friends. I was in the brokerage business in Vancouver for 20, 25 or 26 years. My friends have very good wine cellars. They really know wine. They have wine consultants. When I got into this business, I thought, you know, you can't cut a corner because you're going to get you'll be found out. So I really thought this is our target market. We've got a wonderful deal with a group from China that buy 20% of our production. It'll never be more than that. I said, we're making wine for this community. We've been very well received in the restaurants in Vancouver, thankfully, and by the community. When people see Painted Rock on the shelves, I want them to know that if it's not a 10 out of 10, it won't have my label on it.
Congratulations, John.
Thanks, Terry. I really appreciate it.
John Skinner, the driving force behind Painted Rock Vineyards in the Okanagan, just south of Penticton.
You're listening to Tasting Room Radio.